This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Good morning. Please be seated. For those who don't know me, which I think is now about three quarters of the church, since I started going to 5 o'clock, my name is Cheryl May. I am a licensed lay preacher. I'm also a member of a Celtic Christian spirituality group, and I thank Father Marty, Rev. Wendy, and Rev. Mary for giving me the opportunity this weekend to preach to you. It happens to be, I think, just right on topic this week, but first let us pray. Circle us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Fill us with the gentleness of love. Teach us to value all people as children of God, whether we speak to those of high or low rank. When the way is open, help us to serve all people faithfully when our spirits are refreshed by our time spent alone with you. Amen. This weekend falls on the celebration of St. Aidan's Day, and it is celebrated on the Episcopal calendar. If you were part of Staycation a few weeks ago, you learned that Aidan was a monk who founded Lindisfarne, but his story begins when another monk took a different approach than gentleness. After his father was killed, Oswald of Northumbria spent part of his life in exile at the abbey, begun by St. Columba on the Isle of Iona. Oswald later reconquered his homeland. Now king, Oswald requested the Iona Abbey send monks to be teachers and evangelists to bring Christianity to his people. The monk Corman was chosen by the abbey for his courage and learning. He stated he was a warrior for Christ and said he would conquer Northumbria for Christ. Corman chose 12 monks with the same courage, vision, and spirit to accompany him. Yet a few months later, Corman returned to Iona with his monks. He told the abbot that most of the people in Northumbria were rough, too uncultured, didn't get it, forget it, no way. He did admit, however, that when King Oswald offered him hospitality, Corman would try to sit near the head of the table, which caused anger amongst Oswald's warriors and his people already seated. Aidan stood up and said, "Brother, it seems to me that you were too hard on these untaught minds. You expected too much too soon. You should have followed the examples of the apostles and begun by giving them the milk of simple teaching, gradually instructing them until they were able to accept more. You cannot force people to be where you want them to be without showing them what they are missing by remaining as they are." I think you can imagine what Corman and the other monks were thinking. "All right, see if you can do better. Why do you not pick a band of fellow workers and see what you can do? I cannot see that your gentle ways and the offering of milk are a way to win over warriors. These are men of war, conquerors. They will not heed quiet talk. They will ask for mead, that wonderful alcoholic drink, not milk. I fear you will not last long. So, Aidan chose 12 monks to accompany him. King Oswald offered him any land to begin a monastery and school. Instead of the rich lands, he chose Lindisfarne, an island that is cut off from the mainland by tides twice a day. He could see Oswald's castle at Bamburgh from there, and Lindisfarne still offers the ability to be connected to the mainland, yet cut off to naturally create time for prayer and worship. Aidan chose to sit at the bottom of the table, and God brought him to the top. Today's gospel speaks of being humble and sitting at the low end of the table instead of being embarrassed by the master by asking to be moved because someone else is here and someone sees. I think we've all had the experience of going to an event or church service where you sit down and someone comes along and says, excuse me, that's my seat. Then you kind of go, uh-oh. Instead, the Lord talks of giving hospitality, not for the sake of reward or recompense, but to give it freely and expressly to those who cannot reciprocate. Aidan lived simply. He lived as an example to the monks who accompanied him, to the students whom his school taught, to the people he met. He purchased slaves in the slave market and set them free. He seated chapels and churches throughout Northumbria. Aidan always walked wherever he went to greet and speak to each person he met. King Oswald often accompanied him as translator. Aidan saw it was important to speak, and then if his words can't speak, his actions would speak for him to these people. Aidan's openness towards people was shown in the way he dealt with possessions. He was always open-handed and generous. When he was given gifts or goods, he often gave them away to the poor and the needy. In his later years, he walked 150 miles to speak with King Oswin. Oswin saw that he was in pain and insisted that he accept the gift of a horse to ease the 150-mile return journey home. After he left the castle, Aidan was so uncomfortable being above people, speaking at people, instead of speaking with them, that he gave the horse to a beggar. He took the beggar to a close town, showed him how to sell the horse, and the beggar then shared the gains with others. Aidan set the example that openness is the movement from hostility to hospitality and involves a movement away from distrust and fear to acceptance and trust. This is not an easy movement to make. Indeed, sometimes it seems impossible. Too often our way of life has been to shame or conquer people and make them accept our view of life. Too often, we have destroyed the richness and spirituality of a culture when it might have enriched us. Each of us needs to learn from each other. We need to reach out, not as possessors to the unpossessed, For that suggests that we are rich and they are poor. We need to go as those who are possessed by God and reveal as by that possession the riches that are there for all to enjoy. Before attempting to change anyone, we need to walk in their shoes, to share in their experiences. We need to ask the question, are we willing to be available and vulnerable to that change ourselves? As I was working on this, I sent a Facebook message to a friend of mine and said, he's an author, and said, you know, he doesn't do books. He's just got his stuff spread all over the place. I said, do you happen to have something I can use that fits in with this St. Aidan's Day, maybe this gospel? 1:23 in the morning, I get her a ding on my phone, and I pick it up, and this is what I find. You wouldn't think it would be unusual as a strategy to win a people as he did by listening deeply to each one and caring what they had to say. Each one he met along the way. But that was just what Aidan did. He really cared, was interested in what they felt, in what they said. He knew there's something to be learned from everyone if we would just at first listen. He didn't set himself apart, but cared enough to find the heart of what each person cared about. And that was real. A choice he'd made to slow down enough to listen, be present, and not half hear. He knew he was not the only one listening, was certain to find they'd a mutual friend who'd walked in on their life, someone who knew their value and believed in them and would not be dismissive of their dreams. For Aidan recognized that walking everywhere before him was an ever-present God whose care was silent, intimate, and real, whose presence was to plant within each heart secret desires strong enough to steer that person heavenward. If they would only listen, pay attention, and believe. Is this so foolish, to trace the footprint on the sands of one who wanders barefoot through the heart of many a waiting one? It is no stratagem of posture, but the living heartbeat of this man, this Aidan, lately come to Lindisfarne. His eye is soft and steady, single enough to never fail to notice the fast approach of some shy stranger, a fellow traveler in his father's world. All may be as it may be, for he had learned to tune his heart as if a harp played by the breath of winds upon the senses, learn to hear his own heart quicken, to notice subtle changes of the light reflecting on the wet of clinging sand, trained each heartbeat to become a prayer of, even so, Lord, come. An easy intimacy with the Lord of dust and fast receding sea. sent to me and written by Andy Rain on August 24th, 2019. Amen.